It is a day of shame. Politicians in England and Wales have voted to legalize the murder of little children. I'm afraid to say it was not unexpected. I saw this coming, as many people did, and it underscores yet again the dangers of demagoguery. So, in the part of the United Kingdom, they voted for this, and it's only to affect England and Wales. Scotland and Northern Ireland may yet follow suit. So, it's absolutely revolting. And Tonya Antionazzi, a sworn enemy of children, an advocate for the mass murder of little children. She is one of the people behind this, and indeed Dr. Stella Creasy. So the Offences Against the Person Act 1861 says that, generally speaking, killing a child is illegal, even when the child is in utero. There are exceptions to that in the Abortion Act. If, in the opinion of two doctors, they believe that the risk to the mother of the abortion is greater, so is less than that of giving birth to her daughter or son before 24 weeks. After 24 weeks, it was only allowed in the most exceptional circumstances. And they say that about 1% of abortions are performed on children over the age of 24 weeks in utero. Well, that's still 2,400 people. And the thing is, it's going to increase. What if it was 2,400 of any other category of people were murdered in England and Wales every single year? What if it was 2,400 feminists? You wouldn't think that was all right. Or 2,400 socialists, or 204,000 monarchists, or 204,000 Buddhists, or any other category of people. But because it's the weakest members of our society, somehow that's permissible. So it's absolutely repugnant. 200, a huge majority, 242. And there is this fallacy about that most people are morally decent, wise, and intelligent, and that's patently untrue. So anyone with any common humanity would abhor this. And there are even those who are pro-abortion who blanch at that, who recognize that these children are so developed, are completely capable of surviving outside their mothers, that that they definitely are human beings. I mean, a baby is a baby, a human being is a human being the moment he or she is conceived, even with a single cell. We all started off as a single cell. It doesn't matter if you have one cell or many millions of cells, you're still a human being. You're either human or you're not. That's it. Anyway, and so she said the women beyond that in the last 24 weeks are in desperate circumstances. How do we know? Are they? Even if they are, that doesn't justify killing a child. Those are even more desperate circumstances, are those who are going to be murdered. So this is part of the Crime and Policing Bill, an amendment she's putting in there. And she says when a crime is suspected, that it shouldn't be investigated. Of sure course it should be investigated. Now, being under criminal investigation must be an unpleasant thing. It's not intended to be pleasant. It's not intended to be unpleasant. It's intended to get to the truth, to establish where a crime probably took place or not, and then to achieve justice. And she said that it was the original law was passed by an all by an all-male parliament. All right, so what? I mean, humans are male and female. This affects everyone. It's a Victorian law. Well, we shouldn't outlaw all Victorian laws. I mean, that same law also outlaws rape. We're going to scrap that one too. Increasing vulnerable of women and girls. How do you know they're vulnerable? Vulnerable is what you do when you're trying to excuse absolutely evil behavior. It's the children who are vulnerable. It's the girls and boys in utero who are vulnerable to being murdered by demagogues like her. So it's sickening. Is she pro? She's just pro-choice. She's not pro-abortion. Well, it's a distinction of the difference. She is pro-abortion. Are you pro-choice on rape? Well, me neither. What about the innocent victims? Now, I'm say for the legalization of drugs and so on. People say, does that mean you're pro-drugs? No, I don't, because they take them. No, I'm not. Those who take them have a choice. The victims of abortion do not have a choice. Anyway, so three women were found guilty of this crime of unlawful abortion. Only three women ever. So it just shows how the police are not doing their job properly. So, far more people should be taken guilty, should be found guilty. And it's absolutely revolting that was it Lucy Packer got away with it, a murderer who ought to be serving life imprisonment without possibility of parole. So it's the Stella Creasy is the MP for Walthamstow, and she's by this. So the British Pregnancy Advisory Service, which is the murder industry, they're in favour of this. Surprise, surprise! They want more victims. So Dr. Caroline Johnson, she's a Conservative health spokesman, and she put some forward some amendment, which would at least have restricted abortion a little bit, would have saved even a few kids, and so on. And that was heavily defeated. So it's very, very worrying what is happening. And obviously, there are some doctors against this, but doctors, we should take what they say with a grain of salt. They're the occupation most overrepresented amongst serial killers. So they like to have power over people. And obviously not most of them aren't serial killers, only a minority. I would think it's not that many. They're very represented amongst those who sexually abuse children. Now, I think the great majority of doctors don't do that, but that ought to give us pause for thought. If you wanted to do violence to people, if you wanted to abuse children, that would be the ideal occupation to go into. The abortion industry has become normalized for them, desensitized to them. And you see how these demagogues like Stella Creasy and Tonia Antonazzi are advocating for the mass murder of little children. So it's salami tactics, and this is how genocide starts. You target a very, very small, very, very feeble group of socially marginal, and to more and more and more and more people. It was babies under, was it whatever, 20 weeks gestational age, up to now 24 weeks, up to 40 weeks of age gestationally. It'll be children who've already been born. It'll be older and older children and more and more and more people. So they're coming for you. It could be your daughter or son who is murdered. You could have been murdered like this. Wow, it's sickening. And then I hear some of these child murderers saying that no, the children's defenders should not be able to plead for mercy for mothers who are going into these human slaughterhouses. The women don't want to be spoken to. Well, how do you know unless you try? And some of them do actually, and some of them change their minds and they show mercy. And these babies are born, and that child could be you or me. Maybe you came within an ace of being murdered, but your mother wouldn't tell you because it would mess you up psychologically so much. So yeah, make no mistake, these doctors and nurses who work there, they are murderers. They murder kids every single day. They do it for money. They do it for pride. They boast about it. They take pleasure in it, and so on. They wow, it's just sickening. So you see the limitless human capacity for self-delusion, telling themselves a certain category of human being are not humans. It's like when white supremacists said that black people were not humans, or like in the Middle Ages when some priest said that women weren't fully human or something like that. Oh, and these girls and boys, they can't survive independently. Well, that's okay, but that's true of people who babies who are being breastfed. They can't survive without their mother's body. Or people on ventilators, they're still human beings, aren't they? Should we just turn them all off in coronavirus? Or all people on life support machines? There are all sorts of categories of people. I mean, none of us are really independent. I don't know how to grow food. I'm not a farmer. Those are things I can't do. So that I probably wouldn't have survived without a doctor or nurse. It really is preposterous. So they come up with any ludicrous argument. And when they attempt to murder a child, but the girl or boy comes out alive, the abortionists say, no, don't save this child. Even they acknowledge that a child is a child once he or she has been born. But they say, don't save this baby, even though this baby's survival cannot possibly negatively impact the mother's health. And by the way, it's good for you. Being a mother is good for you. Women who have children live longer than those who don't have any living children. Yeah, who have better mental health, have much lower suicide rates. So it's actually positive for women's health for them to give birth, either vaginally or through cesarean section. So this is truly horrifying. It's absolutely nauseating. It's repugnant. It's the most satanic thing going. Little children being tortured to death. As I speak, children are having their limbs ripped off. Imagine the agony of that. Children having their heads ripped off, children having their spines broken, children bleeding to death, children being tortured to death, children dying in agony, children having their hearts injected with deadly poisons to cause cardiac arrest, children dying from hypoxia, being cut off from oxygen. Imagine the agony, the distress, the anguish of that. And these children, they do feel pain, except at a very early age. Because they've got the functioning nervous system, even if it's not quite fully functioning to the end. But even if these murders were completely painless to the victims, it's still wrong. It'd be wrong to murder you, wouldn't it? Even if you didn't feel anything. This is a preposterous argument. So if abortion is really healthcare, why isn't it done to Stella Creasy? Why isn't it done to Tonia Antonazzi? Not on her daughter or son, but on these people themselves. They claim it's healthcare. How can a cardiac arrest possibly be good for your health? Pretending that a human being is not a human being, that they don't count, that a unique individual with unique DNA, his or her own iris print, fingerprints, handprint, all the rest of it, is an individual, separate person from his or her mother, is not a human being. It is completely illogical. It's absolutely ludicrous. And they're completely bereft of rational arguments. Of course, it's a terrible crime, and these people will be prosecuted to the nth degree. They'll throw the book at them, particularly the doctors and nurses, the abortion industry, the profiteers, the paedophobes, because this is sexual violence. Because the violence is explicitly linked to someone's sexual behavior. It really is revolting and very, very sad. And it's to my shame that I wasn't there in Parliament Square to lift my voice to do what I can do to save children. Surely it's morally imperative. There's no more urgent cause than this. What could be a nobler cause? What I mean, if breaking the law is ever justified, surely it's justified in stopping genocide. Should people break the law to save your life? Of course they should. So why not that of an innocent child? Anyway, it's really revolting. And sadly, I think it's going to make it. And even more children will be murdered. 60 million children every single year. 60 million. That is the Holocaust tenfold. And that's just the beginning. And that's not enough for people like Stella Creaser, Sally Creasy, and Tonya Antonazzi. If it was 70 million, if it was 80 million, if it was 100 million, if it was, if it was every single child, they would do it. Are they aiming at the annihilation of the human race? Seems like it to me. There is no limit to their bloodlust. There's nothing that won't satisfy them. So that baby, that could have been you. And, in the sort of 12 minutes or so I've spoken, how many children have been murdered? They are real people. They are just as human as you. It could have been you. So don't let it be somebody else.